accordance with the Local Government Act 1995, this public meeting is being recorded. The recording will be archived and available on council's website at www.wolnew.wa.gov.au. Persons attending this meeting in the public gallery may be recorded. Persons participating in public question time will be recorded as part of the meeting's proceedings. I request all participants maintain a respectful and professional demeanour throughout the proceedings. Any use of profanity, disrespectful language or disruptive behaviour may result in removal from the meeting. Thank you for your cooperation. Declaring the meeting open. Do you want to do that now? So I'll invite Councillor Green to retake the council oath.
I, Diane Shirley Green of South Street, number 7, South Street, Dawolnew, having been elected to the office of councillor of the Shire of Dawolnew, declare that I take the office upon myself and with duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability and observe the code of conduct adopted by the Shire of Dawolnew under section 5104 of the Local Government Act 1995.
So, one, the attendance is correct, no apologies, 3.3, no leave of absence, no declarations of interest. Public question time, response to previous questions, we have nil.
Ago, we requested for the RAV10 network to be reviewed. It was council's and staff's opinion that the roads weren't fit for purpose. The conditions weren't being abided by for the conditions on those roads. So Main Roads or Heavy Vehicle Services then did that assessment. We supplied some updated traffic volumes for those roads, which then showed that the minimum sill width didn't meet the requirement for RAV10 network. So in effect, then the RAV 9 and 8 then subsequently come off that as well. So
that was from the Shire, not from Main Roads?
It was a request from the Shire to Main Roads. Yeah. Main Roads decide, or Heavy Vehicle Services, Main Roads, they decide in the end what happens to the road network. We could only suggest things.
And knowing that it was a big harvest on its way.
Well, it was a road safety issue, and whether those roads are suitable for that size machinery to start with could be debated. I've been here 4 years, no one has ever requested. Part of the conditions for the RAV 10, 9, and 8 is to carry written support from the local government to use those roads. Since I've been here in 4 years, no one has ever asked for that. I can find a record from 2001 where someone has asked. That was to do with the feedlot. So, according to us, no one was using that combination out there.
Yeah. So it's just up from 8, 9 and 10.
Yeah.
It's been downgraded. So everything else is going to be
switched. Same, yeah.
You know, I did put in the Shire newsletter in August that we had requested Main Roads to do this survey, so anyone that says that they weren't informed should, the information was out there that we didn't have anything official at that point, but. Wasn't being kept a secret or anything.
And I have another question, if that's okay.
Yes.
I was at Bethara on the day that the phone, sorry, at the big power outage. It was, everybody was notified. And the generator at Bethara went flat very quickly. Sorry, the battery at Bethara went flat very quickly. I'm just wondering if the Shire might follow up on that because, you know, with Optus having those four deaths with the 000, well, there was no phones. Like, it didn't matter. There was no phone service unless you had a Starlink. But if you didn't have Starlink, you had zero phone, or unless you had a satellite phone, of course. I just found that situation quite dangerous. And Telstra, like everybody, all the local people had got their letters to say, you know, it was a prescribed outage. So they should at least have a Jenny ready or at least fuel or notified. In this case, Natasha, who lives straight across the road, you know, from Chuck fuel, because it was out for nearly 8 hours.
Well, yep. Happy to take that on board. Be well worth you making those comments to either our local member or as well. We are talking to them all the time.
Yeah.
We're quite concerned, and
yeah.
And I also think the lack of coverage when at some of the sites where we have fires is a real issue. And just had noticed that. We're not going to get any funding for that either to have, we can get Starlink Mini or whatever. If it was getting funded, we could probably fit those to the fire tenders, which would give on-ground coverage all the time.
Yeah, that's right, because they do work quite well.
Yeah, but we've just been told we're not going to get funding for those.
We're not.
But we think we might try some and see if it could be worth the value to us just to do that for 3 months of the year, or 4 months of the year, or whatever it is.
That's right, because you don't, yeah, with a Starlink Mini, you don't have to keep it active all the time. And they're not really that expensive. Well, they are to buy, not that much, but $139 a month.
Cheap compared to someone losing their life. Sure. Yep. Well, any more questions? We better move on. Thank you.
Should be more of it. Very good.
Yeah. Item 6, minutes of the previous meeting. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Need a mover. Councillor Council, second, and Councillor Steve Carter. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting 30th of September be confirmed. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. Six point two, special council meeting 21st of October 2025. Councillor Shannon Dawson, seconded. Councillor Melissa Harms. That the special council meeting 21st of October minutes be confirmed. All those in favour of that? It's carried, 7-0. We have nil petitions, nil presentations, nil deputations, and nil delegates' reports. Method of dealing with the agenda business will be with a show of hands. Item 9.1, works and services. 9.1.1, award of tender RFT 2526-02, purchase of a 6.4 prime mover. Tull, over, councillor S. Carter, seconded councillor Di Cream. Councillor Carter?
No, yeah, yeah, it's all pretty self-explanatory. Reading equipment is important.
Yeah, it was getting a bit old, so needed to go, so good decision.
Speak against that, Neil? No, okay, all those in favour of that motion, carried 7-0. 9.1.2, award of tender RFT 2526-03, supplier and lay asphalt. And a mover, councillor Shannon Dawson, seconded. Councillor Dawson?
Thanks, Mayor.
Heard of that? No. Well, all those in favour of that, awarding that tender, is carried 7-0. We have planning and development. We have nil reports for planning and development this month. 9.3, corporate services. 9.3.1, accounts for payment for September 2025. Mover, councillor Di Cream, seconded. Councillor M. Harms, councillor Cream.
No, everything looks in order, looks good.
Nothing to add. Well, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, we accept that report. It's carried 7-0. 9.3.2, the monthly financial statements for September 2025. And need a mover. Move, Councillor Gemma Council, seconded Shannon Dawson, Councillor Dawson. Councillor Council. Anything, Shannon? No. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour accepting that report, it's carried 7-0. 9.3.3, community grants scheme allocation for 2025-26 round one. See the officer recommendation there. Need a mover. Seconded by councillor S. Oh, sorry, S. Carter. Councillor Harms?
No, they're two worthy recipients. Yes.
It was talked about some sort of a donation to.
Yeah, that was item one, but to the CWA. Yes.
All right, so it's not funding that.
Whether you think that's sufficient. Should have other sources of income, really, or funding for that, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone want to speak against those? No? In that case, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of those allocations, carried 7-0. 9.3.4, request for discount on the rates assessments A511 and A519. Mover. Councillor S. Carter, second. Councillor M. Harms. Councillor Carter.
Well, as it said at the agenda briefing, I think it's only fair. Attention was right. And there's just a dramatic error there. It should be right quite off, not right off, which mean two completely different things in the context. So, otherwise, I think the person's intention was made very clear as to what they wanted to do. Which members support this?
Councillor Harms, and Dad? No, I think that's right. They actually paid ahead of time, so.
Yeah.
speak against that motion? Now I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried, 7-0. 9.4, the Chief Executive Officer. 9.4.1, the Christmas New Year office closure. we'll read those, it makes good sense. Gotta move it. Councillor Di Cream, seconded. Councillor S. Dawson. Councillor Cream?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. No point to come back for one day, so yeah, decision.
All those in favour? Review of Council Policy 1.18, elected members continuing professional development. Ms. Dawson, second Councillor Chairman to Council. Councillor Dawson. You haven't done yours yet. Anything to add, Councillor?
Nothing to add.
I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 7-0.
Classic.
9.4.3, award of tender RFT 2526-04, Dalwhinnie Oval lighting upgrade.
Yeah, I'll move.
Should be swish.
It's a good result.
Move, Councillor S. Carter. Seconded, Councillor Di Cream. Councillor Carter?
Yes, it's a great outcome. And make your oval much more user friendly in the hot, in the summer months. They're sadly lacking opportunities for people to get out play sport in the summer. This will help a lot in the winter and for training for the footy and hockey and anyone else as well. So, and it's come in under budget amazingly. So yeah, just a great result.
And I just agree with what Steve said. Now it's going to be able to use now to its full potential. So it's another benefit for the community. So it's a great decision.
I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Item 10, applications for leave of absence. Anyone?
Yes.
You're kidding me, you just started.
There's no actual meeting on, but I will be outside the state from the 5th to the 12th of November.
So on that basis, I should close the meeting.